This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbados records homicide number 20 following a murder at Eden Lodge last night. DLP spokesperson welcomes police operation in the Pine and calls for more transparency. This country's Social Security Service focusing on improving its efforts to better service self-employed people. A UWI law lecturer says the adoption of the Caribbean Court of Justice won't be achieved by dismissing voters as backwards, and Barbados' cultural artists to benefit from year-long exposure and work opportunities. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A 24-year-old from Eden Lodge, St. Michael, is this island's 20th homicide victim. Starcom Network News understands that the young man was killed outside his grandmother's home where he resides just before midnight. Police Communications Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite was on the scene and gave this report.
On the arrival of the police, they found the motionless body of a male lying outside a residence. The ambulance service was conducted and personnel arrived and examined that body and found that there were no signs of life. A medical doctor was summoned, arrived, examined the body and pronounced death. Our preliminary investigations have shown that the deceased was walking towards his residence when he was pounced upon by an assailant. A number of shots were discharged and he succumbed to injuries at the scene. Now, investigations are currently going on. The area has been secured and our forensic team is currently working at the scene.
Barbados Police Service Communications Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on crime, Verla de Pisa, is supporting Sunday's police operation in the Pine St. Michael, but is calling for more transparency on its outcomes. The large-scale operation, which reportedly caught many residents by surprise, has been described by police as successful. However, Ms. De Pisa expressed concern over the lack of public clarity surrounding the operation's success.
I definitely support the move in the Pine. We amended the Police Act to allow for the use of cordons and curfews to expand the powers of the police. My main and possibly only critique is that I don't have anything on which to base its success. Simply to call it a success is not enough. We don't know if there were any arrests out of it, if there was any contraband found. We don't know if there was anything other than a search and it was successful because nobody resisted, or a search and it was successful because we managed to get X amount of firearms off the street and we found some large caches of controlled drugs. You know, something other than it was a success would be helpful.
She believes a broader application of similar initiatives across crime-prone areas in Barbados is needed and calls for law enforcement efforts not to be confined to one area.
Earlier this year and right after the murder in the Curtains gas station, the police conducted a similar operation in the Pine. What I would want, though, is that this is not a singled-out area, but that other hot spot, other trigger point, wherever is the intelligence lead that allows the police to take the guns out of the hands of those willing to use it illegally.
Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on crime, Verla de Pisa. This country's Social Security Service is expected to pay out close to $1 billion Barbados dollars in benefits this year. This from Chief Executive Officer of the National Insurance and Social Security Service, Kim Tudor, who stressed the significant role the NISSS is playing in providing financial assistance for Barbadians. Speaking to journalists on the sidelines of a training exercise for Social Security agencies at Hilton Barbados yesterday, she also highlighted efforts to better service self-employed people.
We have extended and made it a lot more flexible and easier for self-employed persons. And I know this month we are having an orientation session, a workshop, if you will, for the creatives that they can hear in detail and ask questions specifically about the self-employed. You remember now with the self-employed, we recognize that people are gig workers and their money is not consistently a monthly salary. They get it based on gigs and other kinds of activities. And you can come to the NIS and pay any amount at any time.
She spoke about plans to make annual reports more accessible to the public.
something that we are actively working on to make sure that our annual reports are updated. And once they are updated, you have our assurance that we will come to the public at least annually, where it's a kind of town hall format where we will present our report, how many we paid. I just told you what we anticipate that we will pay this year, and how many persons applied for the various benefits and so forth. This is information that we will share with the public.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Insurance and Social Security Service, Kim Tudor. The path to wider adoption of the Caribbean Court of Justice won't be cleared by calling voters backwards. The strong view from University of the West Indies law lecturer, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. He warned that condescending narratives by intellectuals and political elites alienate voters and block progress on regional integration.
Framing the rejection of the Caribbean Court of Justice in terms that the people are backward, they don't know what they're doing, tricked by wicked oppositions, call into question the patriotism or the commitment about regional integration will not advance the Caribbean Court of Justice. Trinidad, 20 years later, proves that point.
He says people are questioning if the CCJ delivers what it said it would deliver.
Has independence offered the people of the Caribbean the hope and the dreams that were so brilliantly expressed in Woodford Square, in Independence Square in Barbados, all across the region? Is the independence project being called into question? And is the independence project of the region failing our people as a region? And therefore, what is the story of the Caribbean Court of Justice in that project, and how can it help with the renewal of the independence project?
Dr. Ronnie Yearwood speaking at the CCJ's 20th anniversary symposium. Barbados's cultural artists will benefit from year-long exposure and work opportunities thanks to the latest We Gathering partnership with UNICOMA. Government Senator Chantel Monroe-Knight says the initiative will help end the seasonal nature of the creative economy, giving artists more stability and a broader platform to showcase their talent. The partnership will provide year-long avenues, or a year-long avenue, for cultural artists to get more exposure.
We all know that we are just coming up to crop over. And one of the things that we would hear our cultural artists continually comment on is that their craft is often seen as seasonal. So that they're only able to have a strong livelihood just between those months when we have crop over. What this partnership does, and certainly what We Gathering has been able to do, is to provide a year-long avenue for our cultural artists to be able to get exposure, to be able to get work, and to be able to participate and to showcase their talent.
Government Senator Dr. Chantel Monroe-Knight. Executive producer of Gospel Fest, Adrian Agard, says the festival continues to serve as a powerful platform for youth expression and community engagement. He says this year was especially pleasing after a number of young artists took to the stage and made their mark. He said it's important that as a nation, we see and hear the talent of youth.
Plans which we had laid out for this festival, the impact that we wanted to have in the nation, we felt that we were able to achieve that through a number of initiatives. And we're really thankful to God for the opportunity to be able to be of some benefit in this nation at this time. We're pleased to see the emergence of a lot of our young artists, and also to be able to provide a platform that they could be seen and heard. I think it's important that we continue to showcase to the nation the sons and daughters of this country who have committed themselves to the discipline of music and being able to let folks see them and enjoy what they're able to do.
Executive producer of Barbados Gospel Fest, Adrian Agard. Gospel Fest concluded on Sunday, June 1st. Recapping the headlines. Barbados records homicide number 20 following a murder at Eden Lodge last night. DLP spokesperson welcomes police operation in the Pine, calls for more transparency. This country's Social Security Service focusing on improving efforts to better service self-employed people. University of the West Indies law lecturer says the adoption of the Caribbean Court of Justice won't be achieved by dismissing voters as backwards, and Barbados's cultural artists to benefit from a year-long exposure and work opportunities. That was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.